I said, well, my dad watched this. So nothing like, don't mug me off.
Can I send a picture of my cock to you?
Yeah, it did. Send a picture of his knob to him.
Oh, I'm sitting at the gym. Has he been here yet? No, I'm outside in the car. Well, fucking hurry up.
This is Thomas Owen. Nobody understands Thomas. Thomas walks around the gym like, why I man, me fucking name's Thomas Owen. And I'm a fucking Geordie cunt and I. A will fucking bang you lol and not with me fists.
So just again, I'd like to give Tom a round of applause. 20 years old, shagging a married 38 year old woman at the weekend with a husband and a kid. Also, Tom's currently got chlamydia. So basically he's given some married woman 38 chlamydia. So a round of applause for Tom.
Propaganda.
Nah, it didn't happen. It's all lies. It's all manifested to put us down, but...
This is the Rough House General, Dan Hardy. Dan is about to stop the fight.
What an absolute clusterfuck that was. I see too many mistakes too consistently. People being lazy in positions, hanging out in a fucking body lock like this. Find me one fight which is of any decent caliber where guys are just fucking hanging out here. That's a mutual rest, and I don't want to see it. Find something to do in that scenario. This is just fucking lazy. Hanging on a leg. You know? Like people jumping on fucking backs, trying to get hooks in. It might work in jiu-jitsu, but this is MMA. If you fall off the back in MMA, you're gonna get your fucking skull pounded in. You need to be realistic about the situations you're going to leave yourself in if it goes wrong. Okay? And I'm only saying this because I don't want to see all you get your shit kicked out of you because you're not doing the right things. There's a clear path in MMA. A clear path. We know what we need to do. We need to control the opponent. It's warfare. As soon as you give them one brief moment to scramble out, one underhook, or you give them a fucking second to shake you off your back, it's the end of the fight. Don't give them that opportunity. Sick of seeing it. Because I don't want to see you doing it from the corner of your fights. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Let's drill good habits right now.
Us.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to put you into groups because there's loads of different sizes here. So Josh, just come over here for me for a second. You join Josh. Join Josh. Join Josh for me. Join Josh for me. Okay. Tom, you're the next group. You two join Tom for me. Jack, join Tom for me. Join Tom for me. Okay, two big boys over here for a second. You want to go back down the other end? Join these for me. Rambo, join these for me. Here's another group. One, two, three, four, five, six. Okay, we've got groups now. Stay in your group, okay? You boys come down this way a bit. Big boys go up the top end. That's your wall at the back, the Hardy Warlord wall, okay? You boys go on this wall here. You're going to have this portion here, and you're going to have the center part, okay? So move down a little bit. Watch yourself on these wooden parts and look after your team. Okay, we've got two people on the wall. I want two people on the wall. I want one person here ready to receive and I want the rest of the group in front of them. Okay? We're not hanging out and waiting here, right? If Dean's working and I'm clinching him, I'm coming in here, we're gonna go one, two, three, and then we're in and we're working. We don't start here, we start as soon as we make contact with the wall. And I'm in, okay? That's when we work, and we work with ferocity, because that's how it's gonna be in a fight. No laziness, no hanging out. We're gonna shorten these times down, we're gonna work harder. Okay? You boys on that wall, you boys there. Let's have one person per group on the wall, and we're gonna keep changing you quickly.
Do round robin.
Round robin.
Round robin.
What group's that?
Yeah. Round robin, yeah? So everyone attacks, next guy goes on the wall, yeah?
So we're
going to
go through it all.
He's going to go through everybody. The next one on the wall. Everyone does everybody. Yeah, so the guy's coming out exactly like Dan said. Mad pressure. Shouldn't be a long thing. Should be quick changes. Yeah, you're taking the risk. That means they defend and get off quicker sound. But you're going for the take now. You're working hard for it. Yes? Yeah, you're going to do everyone. Then the next man goes on the wall. Okay?
You know, if you're the person receiving, if you're the person here set to work, that's your tick to go. Just like an underhook is in half guard. As soon as we go, I'm fucking off and I'm gone. Because this 1 second becomes 2 seconds, becomes 3 seconds, becomes a takedown. Okay? Hustle, get yourself off the fence as soon as you feel contact. Overhooks, underhooks, work. Yeah? If you get through everybody in that group in 40 seconds, as you don't, next person goes on the wall. So the longer you fucking take, the longer you'll stay there. That makes sense? Let's go!
Well, here we go. Here we go.
You fucking horrible.
What did he say?
Flag in, red flag.
This is Dan the Man Hepworth. He's the man in case you didn't know. One of Roughhouse's young prospects and, to be honest, all round top bloke. Unless he's doing his protein farts.
One, two, go.
That's a bunch of getting it, as I'm throwing a kick to Jimmy's leg, if he stays there, I'm just going to dig that in. He's going to eat it in the meat of the meat of the leg. If he steps in, though, it's going to hit and slide up to his hip.
Yeah, ricochet.
It makes it a lot easier. You know, so that's the stepping in and the ramping so the kick slides up your leg is going to do half the takedown for you. And it will also keep them on one leg if you're smacking them down the pipe, because you want them there as you're hitting them, because they're going to go over. Might even get scored as a knockdown on the scorecards. Yeah. So keeping them on one leg's a benefit, but ramping the leg is going to make it easier to catch that. Yeah?
Also, a couple more. Also on that point as well, when we do that trade, exactly what Dan said, keep me hard, bro. Keep me hard. Good. And pull it back like you would in a fight. Good. Again. That catch on his recoil as well will also increase the chance of getting that knockdown. So as he kicks, yes, I can trade. I certainly never want to leave this hand, but as I trade, as that kick lands, as I trade, I can catch that recoil. And that's what will give him a knockdown as well.
Yeah. Same thing again, see where Jimmy's catching it. He's catching it here. He's not reaching for it as it's coming down, because that's when you're going to get kicked in the head. Yeah. You know? The ramping brings the foot to you so you can catch it, make it a lot easier for yourself.
Yeah, have a few reps of that. Make sure the left hand, so the first thing's the left foot. Yeah, make sure your foot's on. Make sure the left hand isn't the first thing. Or Dan says you'll get question marks. Yeah, you'll get question marks. This hand only drops as the right cross goes out.
As my head's here, he's going to start pushing on it. And he's going to start scrolling out.
Yeah. Sorry.
I want to be as in close connection to that leg as I can. So as it's coming in, I want to be here. Yeah. I don't even need to use this if I don't want to. I just keep moving forward. And I've pinched these legs here, look. My pressure from the top is what controls the top leg. My hand on the bottom controls the bottom. And I've got this ankle here if I want to start building up.
I didn't say I didn't think it was 35. You know what I mean?
Stone.
Yeah.
Why does that
35
matter?
Stone. Exactly, I'm not going to say I'm 35 or fat heifer. She was on a hen do. She wanted a peck. I gave her a peck. That's all it. Everything else was bullshit.
I'm not doing that again.
God, you're a fucking pussy. Fuck, don't ever come out with me ever again. Don't ring me and say, oh, you're out for a drink tonight. I'll say, no, I'm fucking not.
I end up, my head in his toilet. 4 o'clock in the morning.
Come.
Climb broke into my own house in the morning. I didn't have a key. My sister's window was open, so I scaled the side of the building.
I bet fucking what.
Coming out
the all the guys fucking sneaking that window.
Oh mate, she's being some fucked up shit. She's cutting you when she's fucking you. That sort of shit. Satanic shit, that's what she's into, mate.
Titanic?
Satanic.
What's a Satanic?
Satanic.
It's like a Titanic, but with a
head. Listen, you fucking try and mug me off one more time.
You mug yourself.
Yeah, but no one might have never noticed. Do you know what I mean?
It's got fucking subtitles. Inaudible.
When we went Nottingham here,
I had to take our missus out, so I said I'll take her out and then we'll go and watch the game. I didn't expect England to win. So I took her out and then went to pub after, and then these pair of metals.
We went Nottingham, I said to Riley, if there's birds there, well there was going to be birds there. I went, don't fucking talk, don't be a fucking minge.
Yeah.
Don't fucking bottle it. If a girl speaks to you, do the normal thing and speak to her. Yeah. Me and him are speaking to some birds. He stands there, and I'm not joking, he's standing like a little fucking gay boy, like, is that him? I looked at him, and I went, fucking kill him. He's like, oh, wait. Started talking to him, fucking sand, didn't it? You remember, he's standing there, like, we were talking, we're looking at him, he went, what did Rana do? You see Rana standing there, like.
I will never forget the time he went up to that bird, and just went,
that's the best story.
I swear, he denies it, and he did it, and I just, like, I had to go up and say sorry about him. And I had to take him away. I'm like, this girl's going to be ringing the police in a minute. He's like, He goes, I went to school with her. She's going to talk to her now.
Say hello.
Come on, mate. Come on.
Aljamain Sterling, wasn't it? He went to say, I'm coming for that ass. And he went, I'm coming on that ass. I said, my mum and dad watch this. So nothing like, don't mug me off. Because
I'm stuff on there. How is that me mugging you off?
Because you edit it. You choose what goes out there.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I know where you live, motherfucker.
Right, Ollie, I'm off, I need to get to work.
Right, team, to
work. What time do you start work? How are you getting away with it?
This is a Saturday, this is not a Monday morning.
Quite then, Riley, fuck off to work now.
So as I'm hip heisting and trying to turn myself out lower body, he's then forcing
back. Wait, can I just say, whilst we were talking about combat, I looked at Ollie and he had this pose, just in case the camera nodding his head.
I was listening to you because
it's interesting when you talk about this.
Just talk about combat.
I've heard all your bands. Shit, 15 years, it's the same shit. But when you actually talk about what you know about, it's much better. It's quite interesting.
Thank you. Yeah, that was what he did.
Ollie just looks physically drained from it.
Straight back, didn't he? That day when he was visiting, do you remember? You came around.
Yeah.
He just walked straight into the gym, fucking bantering hardcore, and it was literally like you had PTSD from it. You were like,
I'd had nothing but 4 years of respect.
You were used to people handing you credit card with a bow and
what about your payment? What about all your birthday? His last birthday. You're posting all the stories. Did I set you a story?
Oh yeah, you didn't share mine. You didn't share our story.
What story did I do? Ripping you. I sent you a story, I said, why don't you start sharing all these fucking...
Funny.
No, it was. You went, no, I sent you a message. All he was sharing was all these little Japanese mates, Honourable Ollie Richardson. You know what I mean? Honourable Ollie.
Fuck me, I could be a model. I was literally thinking the other day, do I really need to do this?
Yes you fucking do, you stupid twat. Just because you model a pair of swollen cabbages doesn't mean you can actually be a fucking model. No, I am not jealous. Fuck you.
I can't do that, I need some 10. I won't be able to hold it properly. Say for me a pussy. I told you that word don't go sit well with me.
What?
Pussy. Like, I'd never, and you'd never call you a pussy.
No, how could you?
No, that's what I mean. You'd never call me a pussy.
No, never.
How could you? That's not what I mean.
Soft, lad.
Cool.
Fuck you.
That cuts
deep,
but it's from Ginger.
Yeah, I'm joking.
How cute.
No soft lads here, mate.
Back. Joe, this, you go straight back. Bang, bang.
So.
Come on, one here.
Bang, bang. Straight back. So no pause. And again, straight back. Bang, bang.
I thought I looked shit at doing them, but actually I think I look pretty professional doing them now.
Watch out.
I'll have Jimmy.
Jimmy?
No, I need Draymond.
Yeah, but it's not been Draymond.
Hitting,
does it? I mean, Jimmy told me that
I've got brandy around
it. Yeah. I proper tight to my head. This one was hard.
Clamping. I'll tell you what I did. I got a bulldog clip, and I put a bit of kitchen roll over my ear. And then I just clamp the motherfucker on top like that. Because what you got to remember is it's skin and cartilage, right? So as soon as the skin comes away,
there's a massive lump on it.
No, but all that inside there will set and go hard, which is why I call it flowery a form. Yeah. But at the moment, you've got cartilage.
You've got nice ones, innit? I've got fucking
good ones. Thick my ear. It might be nice, but it's thick.
Oh, yeah,
it's still because it's just like draining it, can't you? Yeah. But you need to keep the skin against the cartilage so it re-heals. That's why you don't drain it and leave it. It'll just keep swelling.
Yeah, keep swelling.
You know what I mean?
Fucking pubes in my mouth as well. What possibly can go wrong? Joe Taylor, I want you, mate.
You ready to see some hands, yeah?
Yeah.
They call me the White George Foreman.
Well, they definitely don't. Do they, Joe? Joe is absolutely shitting himself.
What's about to happen is I'm going to try and survive against Jimmy and not get taken down, but I'll probably skip it. If he wants to like have a little feeling out process, 45 seconds and I'll be on my back.
No.
Because I want to do, you know, like this stuff and that.
Mother fucker.
Was that 15? No, I'll give it about 20.
Jimmy, before you submit him, wait, mate.
It's like breaking it. You break it. Oh, no fucking way. Oh, no way. No way.
Fucking hell. I fucked my...
It went on.
Mate, that's...
What happened?
That's that one. Fucking hell. As soon as the scene you got like that, I went, fuck.
Shit, I thought you were joking. That's the... I thought you were joking.
No, sorry.
Fucking hell.
Is that like a little spaz? You get that camera?
No, I don't know if
no,
I did, sadly.
Did he not get it? Did you see
it? No, he turned away. I got a triangle as you turned away.
Yeah, because yeah, I was like, as I seen it, something was going down, I was like, I want to get in the cage for this.
Twat.
Happens, doesn't it? Mate, that's what I mean. That's on that lesson. I've had that star feeling, mate. I went like that then, and I woke up and I was like, my arms are like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I thought you were joking.
No.
What a dickhead.
So close, but so far.
No, I nearly got up, but just so far. Don't you dare go for that. You're going to do that all the time now.
Never.
Never. Fuck off!
Have you seen the pussy shit, Jim?
The pussy shit. Pussy shit.
Put me to sleep.
Bro, he went out.
He put me to sleep out of spaz.
Fucking jujitsu.
Someone who don't rate jiu-jitsu, that was a pretty fucking Monday Owl level transition.
So a little bit of banter, let me get this out there, because I don't want the jiu-jitsu community hating me. A bit of banter in the gym to my brother from another mother, Joe Taylor, jiu-jitsu is for pussies. But I've got 11 submission wins and I kind of love jiu-jitsu.
Tell him why you submit people, Jim.
No,
I love jiu-jitsu. But the banter is, I only submit because my hands hurt. No, jiu-jitsu is the bollocks, man.
But
especially Len Official, man, he's fucking fantastic coach.
Yeah, he is very good.
So, yeah, I love jiu-jitsu, man.
He sweats a lot and fucks with beers and he looks like Frankenstein. But apart from that, he's a fucking sound guy.
Jiu-jitsu's
always punch though, isn't it?
Always
punch. Jiu-jitsu on top for MMA, never on bottom if you can allow it.
Yeah,
having
yeah.
a guard's good, but it should be like a parachute. You only use it if you have to.
See? He knows what he's on about.
One day he might land some on me as well.